This is St. Louis Public Radio. This month, St. Louisans can see something they've never seen before, 90 minutes of local theater focused on Latino themes and characters. Theater Nuevo is staging a series of one-act plays in English and Spanish, with stories ranging from the touching tale of a struggling family restaurant to a new take on Little Red Riding Hood. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler tells us the presentation is the brainchild of a local theater professional who wants to honor her own heritage.
St. Louis theater buffs have probably heard actor and singer Ana Skittis Vargas sound like this. That's Skittis Vargas as Veronica in a 2015 presentation of Heathers. But lately, she sounds more like this.
Is everybody set? Cool. Let's do it.
She's directing two of the eight plays in the new Orgullo, a pride of one acts.
Orgullo itself means pride in Spanish.
The pieces are about the pride of being a Latino individual and also a member of a community. Skittis Vargas has Mexican-American roots. She says the project gives all people with Latin heritage a chance for visibility.
Growing up, I didn't see myself on stage anywhere. The only way I could do that was if I went and got up on stage myself.
She's co-producing the project through Theater Nuevo, a company she founded last year. She's also acting in two of the pieces. A play called La Cita, or The Appointment, opens with Skittis Vargas in a counselor's office, wrestling with her issues and a game the therapist wants her to play.
Pues lo que no entiendo es cómo este jueguito me va a ayudar con mi anxiety and anger problems.
It's supposed to help you concentrate and become more aware of yourself.
Aware of myself. Caminando en la calle me siento aware of myself.
Robert Ione is the actor in the therapist chair. He says La Cita and the other plays will make us all examine ourselves and our perceptions of Latinos, whatever their heritage.
Latinos come in all different kinds of shades, from very white to very dark, and the people may be a little surprised at who they see acting on stage and what those actors look like.
Orgullo co-producer Gabe Taylor says you don't have to be any particular ethnicity to relate to the production.
I am actually African-American and Eastern European, so nowhere near any of the Latin countries. But there's still so much shared experience, really strong sense of community, and a really strong sense of kind of accepting who you are and forming and reclaiming identity.
Part of Christina Rios' identity is about growing up in poverty in St. Louis. She directs a one-act called Byzantine, which takes place during a garage sale. In the play, a young man can't let himself own a table that his parents could never afford.
I come from a super poor family, and when you're super poor, I think there's kind of this idea of almost a pride that goes along with it, where you're not like, I don't deserve it. But it's, I don't deserve that. No, it's just very matter of fact.
Rios says other hallmarks of the Latino community are hard work and determination. It's a mindset Skittis Vargas and her co-producer illustrate by pulling off their first bilingual production.
When I first said that I was going to start Theater Nuevo, there were a lot of people who were like, oh, is there even much of a market for that here? Or is anybody even here? I was like, well, I'm here.
Orgullo, a pride of one acts, is on stage at 1900 Park Creative Space in Lafayette Square through Sunday this weekend and Thursday through Sunday next week. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.